Father, we love you, and your word reminded us in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Father, we thank you very much because you protect your people, especially the storm, the hurricane went through this city. And we know there's a lot of work need to be done. But today we also pray for the people in Florida and along the coastal line of the east, from Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, that will be hit by Irma's hurricane. So I pray that you would protect your people. And also I pray for this nation, when the people gather together to help out each other. We love you, and we give this worship to you, Father, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The unvarnished truth of life, one great purpose. Last week, we talking about one great creator, talking about God. And today, we talk about the one great purpose. Because each one of us, we go through life, a lot of transition going on. Like Ernie, where is Ernie? He sit back there. Okay. His family went through the transition. They moved to the new place. And they go through some transition. Some of you, probably next week, you go back to school. You go through the transition after the whole week. Some of you, some of my friends, they work 5 days during the hurricane. They work 5 days, 6 days a week, 24 hours a day. They couldn't get out of the hospital, so they came in or came out in the hospital for the whole week. They went through the transition. So each one of us, during the transition of time, the Bible talking about the leap of faith. It requires a leap of faith when we do that. It means a lot of family in our church and the people in the city of Houston require the leap of faith when they live in the convenient life, comfortable environment into the difficult life, uncomfortable life ahead of them. And the government very much do the study, said it may take from 6 months to a year, or sometimes 2 years, for recovery. And we need to understand that. So a lot of people go through the transition of life. Sometimes we exciting about the new thing when we go through the transition. But again, sometimes we terrified what ahead of us. Okay? The church try to help a lot of people. Even we try to help the Cambodian people yesterday and some other people in different faith. But again, we enter the unchallenged, the unknown, and there is a lot of fear and worry and sometimes terrified. But anything happen, it happened for purpose. It's preparing us as a church. Can we organize? Can we move to help the people, not only just help the church people, but also other people from different faith or even the unbeliever. And I'm thankful yesterday when I got the message from Hope Clinics. I say, if anybody have an open wound and cut, whatever, make sure have a tetanus shot. Just go to this place and have a free shot. I run around in the neighborhood, the area we help, and I talk to the people, and people very much exciting. Oh, there is some organization want to help. Okay, some little thing like that. And then suddenly they said, but who are you? Run around in the neighborhood and talking about, oh, you need the tetanus, that kind of thing. I say, oh, I'm from the Vietnamese Baptist Church, West Houston. And say, wow, so the church can. But they also, another group of Vietnamese, I don't know who they are. And suddenly the whole group walking through that neighborhood and say, anything we can do to help, roughly about 20, 25 young people. And suddenly I become the conductor of the operation. Okay, and then we need help. I say, okay, 5 of you over here, move. Oh, 10 of you over here, move. And suddenly I'm in the middle of the street and direct the traffic and the movement. And suddenly like a whole group of students, Anglo, come and say, what can we do to help? Okay, you over there. And suddenly, you're in the midst of the chaos. Suddenly the church become the mover, create the movement. And the people, so you are from the church. It's kind of interesting because when we get there yesterday, I get there roughly about, I went to the church, I pray, and then I get there around 8-something o'clock. And extremely early, I'm the first one in the whole neighborhood, actually. And I say, what can I do? And I know our church people, we get to one of the church member home, they said about 8 o'clock. So I there, 7:45, didn't see anyone. 8 o'clock, didn't see anyone. And so I'm in fear. What if our people not show up? And praise the Lord, our church people show up, about 8 of them. Okay, roughly about 8:30, 8:45. And suddenly, people came. Okay, at that time, the Anglo, the Black, the Chinese, the Vietnamese, they came, and suddenly the church become, a group of us become in the middle of the movement of the people to help the whole neighborhood. It's kind of amazing. Sometimes we have to walk in faith. Sometimes we have no clue what to do, but the Lord always be with us. So the first two words of this chapter, 43, verse 1 to 7, it says, now this is meant to make the transition from the chapter before that, okay? And suddenly the tone changed. Before it just, we condemn you, you no good, that kind of thing. And suddenly it transitioned, now this. It transitioned to something with hope. We go through the fire, go through the river, go through the water, I will be there. So it's identified for the people of Israel at that time, the new focus. Because sometimes, during the long period of time, they only look at themselves, me, ourselves. They look inside, they only them. And suddenly the movement say, no, you have to look outward, look toward God. So instead of look at themselves, but they need to look in for God. So it's launched the new days, a new beginning, a new adventure for the Israelite at that time. And through the chaos for the last few weeks, it's also the new beginning for our church, how we look at the world, the community around us. And yesterday, when I come here early to pray, I come here extremely early to pray before I take off. And believe it or not, who stopped by? Whatever you do a little bit last Sunday. And suddenly, the Father Panqua, thank you. And I get exciting. Somebody say, oh, they recognize exciting. And suddenly, the whole truck stopped by. Pastor, do you need food? So I say, bring over to the fire department. So whatever you do, it creates a movement even though we don't even know. On the little thing you bring over there. And suddenly, maybe, you know, I post, I don't know, Billy, video, when you walk over there and the fire station 75, and suddenly the truck stop by, do you need food? I say, bring over to the fire department. So on the little thing we do as a church, it creates a movement as beyond our understanding. We cannot explain it, but beyond our understanding. So because of the transition, the people are more prone to hear God speak during the transition, the chaos of time. So what does God say? Okay, I already read this one. So it would say, overcome fear with God's presence. Move forward in faith and know that God is at work. Each one of us as a church, we need to recognize this movement. Overcome fear with God's presence, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. But now, they say the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Each one of us, when you are the believer, you are belong to God. In the ancient language, the word fear often means flight. Okay? Means flight. It's a natural reaction. When we're in fear, we run. Okay? But the flight is also meaning the picture of the fish and, you know, the chicken and the duck on the bird. Okay? When the hunter came and captured up, they're in fear, so they fly. So a natural reaction for us when we're in fear, we run. That natural reaction. But the Bible talking about we don't have to be in fear constantly because God present with us. So that reason why we can walk into the unknown because God accompanies us. It's only true of fear not easier to say than to practice. Because you say, yeah, I read the Bible, the God said, fear not. But trust me, natural reaction, when we fear, we run. But the Bible talking about it's easier to practice when we know that God knows us and accompany us. And that keeps us moving forward. And that's natural. So that reason why Isaiah wrote, now, this is what the Lord say, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. So God knows personally, God knows you personally, and he be with you regardless the challenge in life you have to face. So what do we need? One, face the fears with facts. God say that we do not have to fear because that the facts His presence accompanies us through the unknown events in life. In fact, his promise of his presence is repeated in the text in verse 2 and 5. Eventually, we go through. So, just remember when we face fear, the Lord said, fear not. When you understand his accompany, his presence, it gives you the calmness, the clear mind, so to help you to go through, okay? And also the second point, Isaiah tried to communicate to the Israel at that time, and also for the church, move forward in faith. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Yes, sometimes, how can we move forward? I had the picture up there. You don't even see the point you come. Okay? Some of you, probably you're in school, sometimes you cannot even see. If you first year, 4 years, wait for the time of graduation, it looks like forever. Okay? It's too far away. You cannot see it because you have to deal with the issue today. Examination of the test next week. So you should still see the unknown. And there is troubling in your heart and in your mind because you cannot see that import. And it's very, very natural. So the unknown may not be frightened and depressing after all. Because some of you might deal with new situation, like, you know, Eugene, you know, Ernst, family face a new future with the unknown occurred, okay? And even the mission or church planting for the French speaking African still have the unknown ahead. But again, the Bible is talking about we need to move forward in faith for whatever we do. So that reason why God always challenge his people to move forward. And in order to move forward, faith was required. I'm not for sure when you were in school, you were in college,
Faith is required for you to move forward so you can complete first year, second year, third year, fourth year. None of you go to college and you are thinking about, I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail first year. No, when you work in college, in your mind, I will complete first year and move to second year. And when you get to second year, I will complete second year to move to third year. Okay? And that faith, even though you don't know tomorrow. Some of you have to pass the test in October. Okay? Right now, you may be in fear, but by faith required, okay, with faith, you know you will pass. And that be the source of energy and strength to help you to study and move forward. And the same thing, so many things in life. Some of you go through the transition, you just marry. Okay? Marry in the new honeymoon or new newlywed is also faith, uncertain of the future. But because of that faith, you work together so you can move forward. When you move forward in faith, the Bible reminding us God has some wonderful new beginnings and exciting new blessing await for us in the future. And I hope all of you will look forward for that. That reason why he talking about even though we move toward the future, the unknown future, and as long as in God's plan, he will be with you, protect you, and help you to go through. The third point I want to talk to you about, based on Isaiah, you know that God is at work. Even though sometimes we don't understand, a lot of people, when I talk, you know, when they in the rescue center, when they get displaced, they don't know what's going on because the water not coming down so they can find out what's going on in their house. Okay? So the encouragement I can give to them, God is always at work, even though we just fluffy don't understand. Because God reminded his hearer, for I, the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel and your Savior, in verse 3. Oh, this is in Vietnamese. I know somebody told me some mixed up in, but anyway. Okay, let me move forward. Okay, so when you read that, the phrase I am used throughout the Bible, it almost connected not merely to God's existence, but to God's action. So everywhere you look around, I believe God in action. Okay, I believe that Hope Clinics, when sent out the message, free tetanus shot, it's not just accident, but it's in the grand scheme plan of God. So that reason why the neighborhood community we get there, they get so exciting. So I believe that God is at work when, you know, our church come to that subdivision and suddenly we coordinate the whole movement of the people to help out the neighborhoods. And even the Vietnamese community get the alert to our church, the Cambodian community need help. And suddenly in the midst of things, our church people become the coordination for the Cambodian church, connects from the Cambodian church to Alvin, Texas, to help out the community, Cambodian. And suddenly we're in the middle of the movement, and I believe that God is at work. John Piper talking about God is at work in the worst of times. He is at work doing 1,000 things no one can see but him. So I pray to God, each one of you, you know, sometimes we need to open our mind to see the movement of God. We can see the work of God among things. And the same thing, see the work of God using our church for the great future, for the whole movement of God in Houston community and surrounding area. The movement you did last Sunday, just bring food over to Station 75. Create the movement for the community around Station 75. So that reason why Saturday, just last week, people stopped by and say, can they help the church by bringing food? And I say, go to Station 75, supply them with food. Just a little thing like that, but create a movement. Okay? And God is at work. And God used us as an element of Him to spread the gospel, to do the good work within the community and for the community who need help. So this is just a little thing of movement. And we create a movement for the church up forward. They drive 200 miles, carry on the stuff, and help Beto. And remember, Beto, when I called him, he said, I don't need help. But roughly about 10 o'clock, Sunday night, and they said, can you help us? I said, how can we help? And suddenly, about 14 people from Fort Worth, a Vietnamese Baptist church, Fort Worth, coming down and help rebuild Beto house. And he said, Mr. Sir, all I need is just labor. I have all the sheet rocks, so we get there, we only see two. But reality, to rebuild his house, it takes like 30-something pieces of sheet rock. 14 people work from 8 o'clock in the morning until 2:30 in the afternoon to very much complete whatever it need to be done. The rest, he will help out. But again, Beto still need help. The refrigerator get blow up. Go Phương Đài refrigerator get blow up. And the rice cooker from 4 to 6 cup is on mud. So they're in the chaos of time. So they need help. And even and his parent, Reverend Eugene Tano, also need help. And roughly about 8 or 9 families in our church need help. Oh, and then we had a group of people come over and help Hugh's house. And we have a good time. We had a good time, exciting time to help out. Okay. And this one, I think it's over 5 Station 75, right? No. Yes, 7. It's missing yesterday picture because I couldn't get in on time because just yesterday, probably we showed. Okay. And on little thing like this, create a whole movement, believe it or not, for the neighborhood around here, Station 75. Okay, recognize this picture? Okay. And here, the couple, the family, come to our church. We're going to have the mission planting church for the French-speaking African, you know, for Houston. And suddenly, it's like this. So the movement will be temporarily slowed down, but it's still, by faith, we move forward. Because another video, last Friday, from last week, they'll be able, by boat, to get in their resident area to recover some of the stuff. That reason why, but anyway, I'm talking about God is saying we can take step into the unknown future because He has saved us. He knows us by name. He will be with us. He loves us. He will make a way for us. He will provide. And when we miss that, He will forgive us. Yes, we make mistakes to help the people. Of course. You know, sometimes when we help, we do so quick, so fast, some people may complain. But again, even in that misstep, the Lord still loves us and forgives us. So God created us and also had a great purpose for each one of you and the church. We need to overcome the fear because He with us. We always need to move forward in faith for any transition in life you have. School, work, hurricane, newlywed, or whatever future, new parent, it's the new transition, okay? But move forward in faith, and always remember, God is always at work. Let us stand up and read this one together. We know the routine. Initially you, but after that, put your name in there, okay? When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the river, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. When you replace your name, and I will say, the Lord our God will be with you. Okay? Let's read together and personalize this statement because it's so critical to remember. The Lord will be with Hamsa, and through the river they shall not overflow Hamsa. Walk through the fire, will be burned, nor shall the flames cause you. Okay? So I pray the Lord that when you go through whatever transition in life, school, work, newlywed, new parent, hurricane, whatever, the Lord always be with you. Okay? Let's all pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because your word reminding us you will always be there. And your word reminding us, even though we pass through the water, you, the Lord, will be with us. And through the river, whatever the challenge we face ahead of us in our life, you will be with us. So we love you and we pray that you continue to keep our people safe. And we know Hurricane Ernie get ready to hit, or already hit Florida. So I pray you keep the people safe. And you would use us, West Houston Church, whatever we can to help the people, not only in Houston, but also in other places within your plan. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with the church and the people in this room from now and forever. Amen.